biggest trade prospects or biggest trade acquisition targets for Major League Baseball. The way Eugenio Suarez has been hitting, not shocking to find out, he's probably the number one guy on everyone's bucket list right now. Stephen Kwan has skyrocketed to the top of everyone's list, and reportedly the Guardians are listening very seriously to those. But there's two that stand out. Number four on this list is Seth Lugo, or five on this list is Seth Lugo. He puts a chance of a trade at 80% for the Royals to let him go, including the best fits of the Cubs, the Astros, the Blue Jays, the Padres, and the Dodgers. All teams that would like to go down that road.
The Cubs will get a first-hand look at Wrigley today.
They sure will. And look, they're going to need him to pitch great based on that getaway day lineup and have Seth Lugo do his best. And so that, okay, fine. We all agree that that was kind of the case. They talk about the kind of guys like, well, you know, in order to get some of those bigger name prospects, it might not just be a rental. What can they get? But they're expecting him to do it. Where it gets tied in is the Athletic article report to go with ESPN. Because the number three trade target for teams is Jarren Duran, the outfielder for the Boston Red Sox, in a very, very, very crowded outfield. Now, they only put the chance of him being traded at 25%. But the most recent report saying that if the Royals wanted to trade the Red Sox Lugo, a player they would have interest in, but would not give up Duran for a rental, they would have to include likely one of their catching prospects to go with it. So I guess simply put, would you trade Blake Mitchell or Carter Jensen with Seth Lugo to the Boston Red Sox for Jarren Duran, a player who has 3 years of control after this year and would still have the remainder of this year to improve your
outfield? Yeah, do I think Duran is, you know, the piece mentioned this too. Is Duran a superstar outfielder? No, okay,
he
no.
Had a superstar year last year.
Yeah, kinda. Is he that? Probably no. But is he extremely athletic, above average outfielder? Yeah, I think with multiple
Much
years.
Better than yours?
With yeah. multiple years of control? Yeah, I think Duran fits that. If you're asking me which Royals catching prospect I would be willing to trade more than the other, that one's a challenging question because right now Carter Jensen's in AAA, and so he's already closest.
Blake Mitchell's an A-ball.
And Blake Mitchell's an A-ball. So, you know, the Royals have to rely on their own internal scouting and projections for guys on which player. And I don't know which, by the way, also, which player would the Red Sox be more interested in? I don't know the answer to that. But would I do, in general, one of those two catchers and Lugo for Durant? Yes, I would do it. You're going to have to give up something to get another team's player with control that also happens to play outfield, which is also the position we know. Now, if you're looking at the Cubs who are interested in Lugo, I don't know what that's going to take. That gets back into the Owen Cassie or whatever. But reports have been recently that now maybe they're just purposely putting that out there that the Cubs are not willing to trade that Owen Casey or Cassie kid, yeah. Their number one prospect. But they also may just be putting that out there at this point.
In a 3-year sample in which he's been a full-time starter in the major leagues, Duran's been really good. He was a 2.2 WAR player 2 years ago in 2023, a 295 with a 346 on base. Last year, and I did not realize this with Duran, a guy who could be on the block? This is how deep their outfielders are. He was an 8 WAR player. He led the majors in doubles. He led the majors in triples. He hit 21 home runs to go with it.
Yeah, he's 28.
He also had 34 stolen bases and hit 285 with a 342 on base. He is this is why I think the Royals are probably serious about him. He is a prototypical Royals outfielder. A good athlete who plays good defense, who gets triples and stolen bases. Come on, Gold. Does that sound like every outfielder they've tried to draft for the last decade in the Royals organization? He's tailor-made. And you get him for years 28, the rest of this year, 29, 30, and 31. All right, fine. That's a perfectly lined stretch. He's going to get owed, I think, $8 million next year as a club option and then 2 years of arbitration. So maybe he's 3 for 30, maybe 3 for 40 as a player. That's a number that you can stomach. And right now, because Seth Lugo's a rental, a player that you could hypothetically re-sign in the offseason if you wanted to, I'd be all over this. Stop. All of your prospects are in A-ball. Letting go of Blake Mitchell, in addition to it, would be an easy move for me if Duran was really on the list.
Yeah, I mean, this would someone's saying, see, these are two unrelated. This is the perfect world stuff that doesn't exist. Someone's like, why not just trade Freddie? Well, yeah, but that's not what it sounds like will take, right? Like, of course, yeah.
I would
also like to trade. Look, Freddie Freeman's been a great player for this organization, yes. But I also would like to trade the guy that's not a top prospect in my system to get a deal done. But that if you're telling me and the reports are true that it's Lugo and one of your top catching prospects, then you can't say, well, how about Freddie? That's it doesn't work that way. Yeah, I would also be willing to do that instead of trading Carter Jensen or Blake Mitchell. But
they're not going
to. I would make the trade if it took Blake Mitchell or Carter Jensen, if that's what it took to get Duran. The other part of it, you know, will be interesting to see, Cody, is it's not just the Royals that are interested in that. Like, do the Royals have the best package to offer? Because the Padres are interested in Duran. The Giants are interested. Philadelphia is interested. You know, so what does that look like? And do the Royals have the most competitive offer? The reason why the Red Sox are willing to trade him is not because they're not happy with him. It's just that they have some unbelievable prospects they just called up that are outfielders. Roman Anthony, the Rafaela kid or whatever.
They're like loaded.
They have a bunch of young studs, it looks like, they just called up this year. They don't need to hang around.
Love shedding payroll for whatever reason. Yeah. So, like, Duran's owed more money. And maybe they don't think he is the player he was last year.
Are you going to make a Duran song if he, a new one?
If he ends up here, happily. If he Hungry gets, like the Wolf is traded, on deck.
I can just see it now. Because all I can keep thinking of is Duran whenever we keep saying Duran. So, if, it's a big if.
Somebody says, I trade Luke Mayo for Duran straight up.
Yeah.
Same. They're obviously being sarcastic. Yeah,
absolutely. Why not? Yeah.
It's not that they just want a catcher. It's that they want a young catcher in their system ready to be like the guy who comes up here in a little bit. It depends. And look, truth is, I'm almost always more willing to trade the person who's in the lower levels because Carter Jensen has proven he can hit an A and double A and now triple A. So he's done it at every level. I've never seen Blake Mitchell pass A ball.
Yeah, he was. He dominates A ball.
He's been hitting in Arizona coming back from the injury still. So, like, I'm not saying Blake Mitchell is obviously as good of a prospect as Carter Jensen was. Carter Jensen just further along. And some of that is, as I know Salvi's getting closer to the end, I might want a player a little closer to that eventual timeline.